Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The students and art. Put them together and you get Start Gallery in Rinalda Village. It's a unique venue where you can find high-quality student art year-round at affordable prices. Start Gallery is pleased to present Still Live, an exhibition featuring works by Corin Hewitt, Assistant Professor of Sculpture and Extended Media at Virginia Commonwealth University. Still Live includes 5 photographs produced by Hewitt as part of an installation at the Whitney Museum of American Art in 2008, as well as a variety of thematically related Startist artwork produced by Wake Forest University undergrad students. The exhibition runs through March 17, 2012. Marcus Keeley filled the 2-year Start Gallery managing position as part of the Wake Forest Fellows Program. Last April, the Brasstown, North Carolina native stopped by WFDD to talk about it with me.
We like to think about the gallery as an experiential learning laboratory. We want it to be a place where students can experience hands-on and can learn from those experiences and then, like a laboratory, experiment and maybe not find the answers, maybe not come to any tangible conclusion or correct hypothesis and prove that correct, but at least experience what the art market is like, at least in this setting. So the qualities, I think, that students need to take away from this situation, which is very unique, from a student artist perspective, it's working with the gallery, how that works, producing your artwork, showing your artwork, possibly selling your artwork. That's a step-by-step process that a lot of students at other universities, especially liberal arts colleges, not arts universities or arts colleges, will not have that experience. From an arts management side, we have a group called the Student Advisory Committee that works with me to look at kind of the management of the gallery, what types of programming we might want to do to engage students doing publicity and marketing. And then I also have an intern and a work study that work with me each semester. So that gives a specific student a hands-on experience working on certain projects regarding the management of the gallery. So the intern this semester is working on our marketing plan for the gallery. So there are lots of business opportunities and entrepreneurial opportunities that come out of the gallery as well. So it really depends then how you approach the gallery, whether as a student artist, maybe wanting to go into the arts as a visual artist or commercial artist, or also from the arts management side. You can also look at it from the curatorial side. We have some students who will curate exhibitions.
I feel like your background is so broad-based in this whole area that I could kind of pick and choose a few examples from you and skills that you would hope, based on your experience, from a curatorial perspective, say, that a student might take away from the experience, something that you learned along the way that you would hope someone would take with them.
That's something that really is learned in the experiential part. I didn't have any experience with the actual installation, layout, creation, curation of an exhibition before I started working at the Haynes Gallery back around my sophomore year. And that's something that I think is somewhat intuitive, of course, that related to my editorial layout, my kind of eye for the way things work together on a page that relates directly to the way things work on a wall. It's very much laying out pieces of art on a wall like you would be laying out pictures and text on a printed page. So there's some of that intuitive aspect. But of course, there's a lot that goes into it, learning with each exhibition what works and what doesn't, the way things are lit, what types of lighting you want to use, you know, different watts of different bulbs, how far away the lights are, trying to get an even cast around the entire exhibition, the way that the works breathe. You don't want works cluttered on top of each other. You want there to be a natural progression throughout the exhibition. Now, viewers can choose which way they want to approach the exhibition, but maybe you want to facilitate some sort of movement around the gallery space. But yeah, a lot of those different techniques for laying out an exhibition, those are really good experiences that, other than working at the Haynes Gallery, the Stark Gallery probably is the only place, at least in the Wake Forest University setting, that students can gain that experience. And so what I've tried to do is offer an opportunity or a number of opportunities for students as part of the Student Advisory Committee to meet with me when I'm installing the next exhibition, which happens about every 2 weeks. So we have a lot of different opportunities throughout the year, but to meet with me and learn about lighting the pieces or where we want to lay out the pieces, asking for their advice, like, what do you think? Should we put this painting next to this print? What about color relationships there? And so try to get them involved in that process. And you'll find that a lot of the students really are engaged in that and want to find out more about the installation process. And afterwards, you might have a few students who are really, really interested in it and will then maybe join for the next installation and the installation after that, and hopefully build up kind of a core of installers.
Start Gallery features three types of student exhibitions. They participate in class exhibitions, Startist exhibitions featuring consigned artwork, or they can start themselves.
Start yourself, self-initiated. We ask for students to propose to either have a solo exhibition of their own artwork or to do a curated exhibition where they select works maybe from other students and create a thematic show, or they could select works or reproductions of works from anywhere. It doesn't just have to be wake-related per se. But we ask for submissions in the fall semester from students. And then myself and the steering committee of the Start Gallery will meet and review the proposals and decide which students we want to have work on these projects and exhibit in the spring, and which students maybe need some more time to think about what they want to do and maybe propose later. Last semester, we had four proposals, and three of them were accepted. So we had one that was a curated exhibition, and that was called From Vermeer to Rinalda Village, and dealt with the interpretation of artwork by the viewer and the interaction with artwork by the viewer. And then we had a Start Yourself exhibition by a studio artist, Leanne White, who did a collage exhibition using found materials, and that was about 2 to 3 weeks ago. She had her exhibition. So that was very successful as well. And it's kind of like a mini honors project in many ways, where studio artists will work that semester to create a new body of work and then to exhibit it. And they'll work with a faculty mentor. All of the Start Yourself students are encouraged to find a faculty mentor and to work with them on the project. So it's a really good learning experience for them, not just working with Start, but also with faculty to create a body of work or to curate. And it's a unique opportunity for highly motivated students, is what we try to encourage.
Well, this exhibit coming up is a unique collaboration between student and the Office of Sustainability. Tell me about how this idea of green, it's not only a color, it's a movement exhibition, how that came about.
Well, when we had this proposal process and presented it in the fall, around mid-October, late September, Denoya Woods came up to myself and to Paul Bright and pitched this idea to do an exhibition that focused on the use of reclaimed materials and for student artists to create work using reclaimed materials and to express ideas of sustainability and their interpretations of sustainability through that process. And she thought, you know, we could maybe do something with the Office of Sustainability, of which she is an intern currently this year. So that really was a really good opportunity for us to work with another department on campus and to create this collaborative show. So Denoya, as you mentioned, she's a sophomore, an anthropology major and environmental studies minor, I believe. She had a really great interest in combining her love of art. She also does photography, and I think that's her main focus with her internship, is doing photography for the Office of Sustainability. So combining that love of art with this love of sustainable initiatives. And so the Start Gallery was really a good place to allow that kind of desire to flourish.
My thanks to Start Gallery manager Marcus Keeley. Still Live, the exhibit featuring works by Corin Hewitt, assistant professor of sculpture and extended media at Virginia Commonwealth University, will remain on display at the Start Gallery through March 17th in Rinalda Village in Winston-Salem, right next to Simply Yummy Cafe. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.